Hello, it's great to be with you for meditation today, and I look forward to being with you for the next 14 weeks should you choose to do this entire round of meditations with the practice of living awareness. These are very interesting times, and I suspect that there are many people who are new to meditation who are committing themselves to meditation, perhaps to creating a meditation practice. Maybe you're just trying it out for the first time and seeing how it goes. So welcome. Those of you who are returning for a new round of the practice of living awareness, welcome back. I will often say as we begin a new round of meditations that it's the beginning of a great adventure. And wow, we can really feel the weight of that statement in the world today. That this is the beginning of a great adventure. For many of us, we are on uncharted territory. And may it be so that we see it as an adventure of sorts. We can all sense that each day is a new beginning. Each day will bring new experiences, as the world is quite different, moment to moment, day to day, week to week, month to month. Change is inevitable. It is a part of life. And at this time, the process of change seems to be magnified. It's drastic. And it can be a bit unsettling that things can change so quickly and so radically. Certainly that registers within our system, within our mind and body, our emotions, our nervous system. And while these component parts are designed to respond to change, they are absorbing that quality of feeling unsettled. They absorb that energy. And at times they transform it and utilize it. This is the stuff of meditation, being present to change, learning to be fully present to all that is unfolding right now. It's often a misconception that meditation is about checking out, that it's about stopping the mind from thinking. We're going someplace else, and it's actually quite the contrary. Meditation is about checking in. It's about being fully present for this moment and all that it holds, all that it reveals. And a large part of that is training the mind to be an observer. Observing simply creates space. And when we've got space, we've got room. Room for options. Room for new possibilities. Room for creativity. Room for care. Room to respond rather than react. Jon Kabat-Zinn has a wonderful definition of mindfulness. He says, mindfulness is the awareness that arises as we pay attention moment to moment to moment, on purpose and without judgment. I'll repeat that again because there's quite a bit to unpack in that sentence. The awareness that arises as we pay attention moment to moment to moment, on purpose and without judgment. So we could just start with the beginning, the awareness that arises. It lets us know that awareness is omnipresent, that it simply is. And our task is simply paying attention. Paying attention on purpose and without judgment. It sounds simple, and it is simple, but it's not always so easy. And thus the training. Meditation is called a practice for a reason. It does require some dedication. It does require a bit of discipline. But you're in the right place. You chose to be here. You are here on purpose. And the without judgment part, well, we'll get to that soon enough. So we begin today by simply noticing. Noticing what? Well, noticing that you are sitting. Noticing that in the here and now, you've made a choice to be here, to dedicate time to meditate. I presume you had a notion that this was a good thing. So you may be feeling the goodness of that, the goodness of the choice to be here. Or maybe you've never meditated before and you're thinking, I'm not so sure about this. How does that feel? How are you feeling right now, sitting here? And is it possible to notice without really labeling that or judging it? And we got to that sooner than you thought. So the choice to be here, that's worth a smile. I would invite you to find a comfortable posture and check in with your body. Take a few moments to settle into your body and allow your body to settle into the room. Perhaps taking a moment to look around and noticing the space of the room. Noticing yourself within that space, settling into your body, settling into the room. Settling into this time here and now, the present moment. Just allowing moment to moment to moment to unfold as you sit here, just gently breathing. Breath comes in and breath goes out. We're really happy you're here. We often begin our meditations within the practice of living awareness by inviting a smile and a long, slow, deep breath. It's not necessarily an instruction for you at this moment, but worth exploring. Why a smile? In fact, some people feel a little resistance, like, don't tell me to smile. I'll smile when I want to. But a smile welcomes. It creates space for what's happening now and what's going to happen next without any sort of resistance. It allows for dot, dot, dot. If you've ever been greeted with a smile, it's a way of saying, welcome. You're welcome here. And you feel as if you are being received. And so, in a quirky way, offering that to this very moment is a way of saying, I'm here. The moment is here. And I'll allow for it without any sort of judgment. Without any sort of label or idea about what's happening right now, what's happening next, just simply being here with it, observing it. Or if you've ever been down and someone offers you a smile, it's a way of saying, I see you. It's okay. I accept you as you are. And all that's happening in this moment, good or bad, that is a sentiment that we can take into meditation, to welcoming all that arises, to welcoming everything that's happening right now. Thoughts that are filling your mind as they inevitably will. Welcoming feelings as they come and go. Smiling with the body. And allowing it to express what its needs are. And so there's always the possibility of a smile. The possibility to come back to a smile and say, in this moment, all's welcome. I'm welcome. My thoughts are welcome. My emotions. I can create space for all of it, and it's okay. So I would invite you to take a few moments to feel into the experience of a smile. How does the body receive a smile? It doesn't need to be a big Cheshire Cat smile. In fact, you can just think the word smile. Although it really is quite nice to feel the sensations of a smile. There's no right or wrong to this, just have a good smile, allow a response, and notice, just simply notice. A smile allows you to be here exactly as you are, to be in this moment exactly as it unfolds, to inhabit this body, to have feelings, to possess a mind, simply allowing the fullness of your being to sit quietly and notice how it feels to be here right now. As breath comes in and breath goes out, paying attention on purpose. What has moved into the field of your awareness now? Could be a nagging thought. We don't need to do anything with that except just let it be. Just notice, there's a thought. Perhaps there's an emotion that's been present all along, but you may not have noticed until now. Again, nothing to do with this except simply notice. I'm feeling a little unsettled. Or I'm feeling so relaxed to simply sit and be quiet. or I'm feeling a little perturbed by the noise in the room beside me. Whatever it is, just noticing and allowing. Allowing the thoughts, allowing the emotion, allowing the noticing. I'd like to invite you to take a moment to lift your hand to your heart, just very gently, resting your hand in the space of your heart, so important to acknowledge the heart in these times. To sense it, to even feel our heartbeat. Nothing lets us know that we are here now. More than a beating heart. More so, it's the heart that communicates to us through compassion, through cooperation, through the reality of our interdependence. All of which is worth acknowledging today. When we express with our heart or through our heart, we embody a sense of connection, of support. The heart as a physical apparatus is an organ of exchange, of distribution. We can also think of the heart in terms of reciprocity. Certainly the word love is associated with the heart. I might say unconditional love. It's a popular sentiment that in order to love another, we must first love ourselves. And so this time spent in meditation, this time spent caring for ourselves, being present with ourselves, being gentle with ourselves, is time spent caring for others, kindness expressed towards ourselves allows for kindness to be expressed toward others. And kindness expressed towards others is kindness to ourselves. We feel that in our heart. May it be so. We'll end this meditation in the way we will end most of the meditations through the practice of living awareness, a mantra of sorts. Together we take a breath and breathe light into the mind. In other words, with a long, slow, deep breath, breathing clarity, creating space for clarity in the mind. And together we take a deep breath and breathe light into our emotional body, our feeling nature. In other words, with a breath, sensing lightness of being. And together we take a breath and breathe light into the physical body. The breath provides each cell with oxygen, with prana, with energy, light as energy, feeding our physical body. So with a breath, experiencing that nourishment as breath moves into the lungs and is dispersed throughout the entire body to every cell. And breathing light into our sense of self, as our self is composed of these various parts, our mind, our emotions, our body. Breathing light into our sense of self and realizing ourselves to be light. To be an expression with and in the world. Thanks for meditating. And the world thanks you. Be with you again soon.